ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tensions ramping up further in the Middle East after Iran launched nearly 200 missiles in retaliation for the killing of Hezbollah's leader in Lebanon. Most of those missiles intercepted by Israel's defense systems and U.S. destroyers in the region. Israel now planning to respond. ABC's Ann Flaherty has more.
We have a lot of troops stationed on ships, Iraq and Syria, and in drone bases. All of them, they are very nervous that these service members might be caught in the crosshairs. They, of course, want to also defend Israel and Israel's right to defend itself. They say that that is a very clear message.
The vice presidential debate now just hours away. Republican J.D. Vance and Democrat Tim Walz will square off, likely the only time before Election Day, now just 35 days out. More than 150 people confirmed dead across states devastated by Hurricane Helene. President Biden visits hard-hit western North Carolina tomorrow. And a new storm named Hurricane Kirk. It could become a major one in the coming days. This is Sean Diddy Combs is awaiting trial on criminal charges related to years of sexual abuse allegations, and now he's also facing new civil claims. Attorney Tony Busby at a press conference today outlining 120 individuals, he says, who intend to bring civil claims against the music mogul, saying they were victimized for more than two decades and that it wasn't a secret in the entertainment industry.
We now represent 120 individuals who intend to bring civil claims in civil court against Sean Diddy Combs, as well as claims against many other individuals and entities.
Attorneys for Combs says he emphatically denies all the allegations. After an explosion in the Houston suburb of Deer Park last month, ABC's Jim Ryan says the body found in a vehicle near that site blast.
It's thought that Jonathan McAvoy left home and headed for Walmart on September 16th, but never returned. His ex-wife says the 51-year-old had recently been suffering seizures that he may have blacked out.
ABC's Jim Ryan, Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight with a low of 38. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer again tomorrow with a high of 73. Winds will be out of the south-southwest, 12 to 25 miles per hour. And partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 46. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east-northeast at 4 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 61 degrees.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Z-Best Foods Incorporated in Green Bay is issuing a voluntary Class 1 recall of its Chili John's meat sauce and Chili John's chili with spaghetti and beans Super Bowl products. The affected products were distributed to wholesale distributors and may still be on retail store shelves throughout Wisconsin. The affected products carry the Wisconsin mark of inspection for establishment number 545 and includes Chili John's meat sauce in 8-ounce and 16-ounce containers with lot codes of of 2551, 2621, and 2631 present on the container. And Chili John's Chili with Spaghetti and Beans Super Bowl in 14-ounce containers, all flavors, with lot code 2661 present on the container. This is a Class 1 recall initiated based on evidence collected during routine inspection activities. Evidence shows that the products were produced with temperature deviations or without temperature control records. No illnesses have been reported as a result of consuming these products. Anyone with signs of or symptoms of a foodborne illness should contact their doctor. Consumers who have these products should discard them. For questions about this recall, call 920-336-8713. Candidate for U.S. Senator for Wisconsin, Eric Hovde, made stops in Northeast Wisconsin Monday, including a Title IX roundtable discussion in Oshkosh. Hovde said allowing biological males to compete with girls is not fair to female athletes.
A boy is a boy, a girl is a girl. They're different. They need their private spaces.
He said the Department of Education and the federal government aren't listening to the people.
The federal government is using our taxpayer dollars and imposing views that this community does not agree with.
Hovde is a Republican running against Democratic incumbent U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. How the winners are declared on election night is a mystery to many. The people who declare the winners on election night say they plan to be fast, accurate, and transparent. Anna Johnson is Washington Bureau Chief for the Associated Press. She says her organization is in the business of declaring winners, not projecting them.
The only way we declare races, so whether it's a presidential race or it's, you know, state legislative races, is when we are absolutely certain that there is no way that the trailing candidate can overtake the leading candidate. As soon as we're making those key race calls, expect to see us showing our work, how we did it, what happened, what were the facts behind that. And I think that that is really, really important.
Anna Johnson speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. Child care in Wisconsin is scarce and the cost is beyond the reach of many families. Democrats complain the only solution Republicans have offered is deregulation. Madison State Senator Kelda Royce.
The answer is not to add more two-year-olds to the classroom. The answer is to pay that teacher more than $13 an hour and make it a sustainable career.
Many centers have gone out of business for a lack of money and qualified staff. Democrats are calling for a bigger investment in early childhood care in Wisconsin.
The last thing I want to do is drop my beautiful babies off at a place that, you know, the teachers are not well trained, that I'm not sure if it's safe, that it's not going to be enriching for them, and no parent should have to make that choice.
Royce tells Up North News Radio that Democrats will try again for more help for the child care sector when lawmakers debate the next state budget. The Wisconsin DNR wants the public to check the fire danger on its website before conducting any outdoor burning activities. There is a potential for increased fire activity due to dry weather and gusty winds. The DNR says most of Wisconsin is under a moderate fire threat, while the rest of the state is in a high fire threat. Burning brush, leaf piles, and debris are the number one causes of wildfires in Wisconsin. Sparks from recreational equipment and campfires are also contributing causes. Northwest Wisconsin farmers say they're struggling with crop damage caused by wildlife. Farmers in Rusk and Sawyer counties are reporting thousands of dollars of lost crops as deer, elk, and bears claim the crops as their own or trample on them. While farmers can enroll in the Wildlife Damage Abatement and Claims Program, their reimbursement for lost crops is capped at $10,000, while in recent years some farmers have claimed as much as over $100,000 in lost crops. They're looking for a better solution. Students at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire are participating in a study testing the intelligence of dogs. According to a Facebook post from Embark, a partner in the study, area residents with dogs can sign up to participate in the study to find out how smart their own dog really is. The organization offers things like training classes, behavioral consulting, and daycare services. The study seeks to determine how well dogs of different breeds and ages react to commands from humans. Dozens of dogs have already participated. The Richland Center Kiwanis will be hosting one of its famous pancake suppers Wednesday evening from 5 to 7.
It'll be at the Richland Center Community Center. It'll be pancakes, sausage, apple sauce, and warm cherries, the same as we normally do. All the pancakes you can eat, fried right in front of you. And it's a fundraiser for Coats for Kids.
Your free will offering helps keep children warm over the winter.
We generally donate someplace between 125 and 170 coats to kids in need in our community through the Coats for Kids program. And this is one of those major sources of money for that particular program. We always take a goodwill offering because we really don't want anybody to be turned away. You know, if somebody comes and they only have a few dollars, or even if they don't have any money, you know, they go through the line and get fed.
While funding the programs through the free will donations is important, Colstead says the pancake supper itself is also very important.
It's the social portion of it, sitting down for a meal and talking to somebody maybe you haven't seen in a few weeks or months or whatever, and enjoying their company and enjoying the food in a place where there's a lot of room and you have a lot of space to sit. And you can just really enjoy their company. And so that's what we're really offering with this pancake supper.
The Richland Center Kiwanis Pancake Supper will be held Wednesday from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. The Kickapoo Reserve Dam Challenge Triathlon challenges participants to compete among the rugged hills of scenic southwestern Wisconsin's rural countryside and the Kickapoo Valley Reserve. This year's challenge will be held this Saturday. The river portion of the dam challenge is 7 river miles with the current on the Kickapoo River. Bring your own boat or race rentals are available. The bike route takes you through the valleys and over the ridge through Amish country. This is not a closed course. The race shares 14.5 miles of country roads with vehicle traffic. The 3.5 mile trail run course of the Dam Challenge uses natural surface trails through woodlands and prairies. A pre-race pasta supper will be held Friday with the Dam Challenge Triathlon Saturday. More information can be found at kickapoovalley.wi.gov/events and click on the Dam Challenge link. The deadline to register is tomorrow.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Baskerville, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Orville Fredenberg, 95 of Cottage Grove, died September 23rd. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at Hope Lutheran Church in McFarland. The service may be live streamed at GundersonFH.com. Burial will be held at Hope Cottage Grove Cemetery. Friends may call at Hope Lutheran Church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Hope Lutheran Church. The Gunderson East Funeral and Cremation Care is assisting the family of Orville Fredenberg, 95 of Cottage Grove. Robert Al Harrison, 67 of Valton, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. Burial will be held at a later date at St. Bridget's Cemetery. There will be no visitation prior to the service. The family asks that those attending please enter the church and be seated. A celebration of life will follow the service from 12:30 to 3 at Club Chaparral in Waniwok. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be donated to the family for donations of their choice. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Robert Al Harrison, 76, of Valton. Kevin Lee Freight Carley, 64, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from now until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 11 until the time of service at noon. Kevin Lee, Freight Carly, 64 of Richland Center. Dorothy R. Lynn, 77 of Mauston, died September 22nd at the Cottage Care Center Nursing Home in Mauston. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Crandall Funeral Home in Mauston. Burial will be in the Woodstock Cemetery in Richland County. Friends may call at the Crandall Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dorothy R. Lynn, 77 of Mauston. Rebecca A. Becky Kretschman, 68 of Boscobel, died August 4th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 3 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 1 to 3. Rebecca A. Becky Kretschman, 68 of Boscobel. Alfred W. Johnson, 93 of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday, October 11th at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Button Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, October 11th from 11 until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village. Alfred W. Johnson, 93 of Richland Center. William Richard Bill Oliver, 82 of Viola, died Friday at home. A graveside service will be held Saturday, October 12th at Manning Cemetery with military honors. A celebration of life will follow at the Legion Hall in Viola. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is serving the family of William Richard Bill Oliver, 82 of Viola. Rose Marie Fingerhut, 105 of Plain, died Saturday at Greenway Manor in Spring Green. A private service for the family will be held at a later date. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Rose Marie Fingerhut, 105 of Plain. In birth news from Wausau, Sarah and Russ Beyer had a son, Isaac Derald.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
With area students having been back in school for about a month now, the Old Cooch Mountain Humane Society would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone of some of the many important lessons that we can all learn from our pets. First, be curious. Don't be afraid to try new things. And don't lose your playful side. Second, rather than dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, embrace the moment you're in. Third, like loving your pets, be sure to let others, including your pets, know that you love them unconditionally. And finally, never underestimate the value of a good nap. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, it looks like this very dry weather pattern will persist around here right into early next week. A couple of fronts moving through from time to time, but mostly just with wind shifts and temperature changes, as the air will be very dry. There will be at least a small chance of a light shower Thursday night, but the better chance will stay over far eastern Wisconsin. Otherwise, temperatures will be chilly tonight, warmer tomorrow with that south wind, staying pretty mild on Thursday. And then Friday, a few degrees lower, back up again on Saturday, a good 10 or 12 degrees above normal, knocking down closer to normal for Sunday and Monday. There could be a little patchy frost in low-lying areas on several nights in the period, but really no killing frost expected through the middle of next week. So gardeners, if you have some nice vegetables and flowers growing yet, you should be in business at least for another week or so. Here's that forecast for tonight. Just some high clouds coming through. Chilly with lows in the upper 30s. Light westerly wind becoming south toward morning up to 5 miles per hour. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow. High near 73. South-southwest wind 12 to 25 miles per hour, quite blustery. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low in the mid-40s. On Thursday, partly cloudy, high in the mid-70s. Variable wind near 5. There is a slight chance of a light shower Thursday night. On Friday, partly cloudy, low in the mid-40s with highs in the mid-60s. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy, and turning warmer once again. Low near 37 with a high of 75. Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler. After a low of 50, a high of only 65. Next Monday, mostly sunny and seasonal. Low about 37, with a high near 63. Enjoy the quiet weather. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy and 59 degrees after a high of 67 and a morning low of 50. Yesterday's high was 82 and we received no precipitation. Record high is 88 degrees and that was set back in 1971 and then tied just last year in 2023. And a record low of 27 was set back in 1967. Last year's high was 88, was a low of 63. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:43, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7. Winds are out of the northeast at 4 to 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.14, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance here, Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Phil Nee has a look at the high school schedule.
The Richland Center soccer team is underway tonight against Platteville Lancaster. There are a lot of volleyball matches in the area this evening, including basketball at Riverdale in the SWAL, a match for Ithaca. They're at home against Seneca in a key Ridge and Valley match, and Weston is home against North Crawford. Kickapoo is at Wazika Steuben. River Valley volleyball team is at Lancaster. And coming up tonight on WRCO, the Richland Center High School volleyball team is hosting Platteville. It was a 5-set match last time. I asked Coach Jamie Johnson about that.
Yeah, we went 5. Reviewing that, we had some struggles at times. We were behind the first set, came back and won it, which seems to be our theme this year at times, but lost the second, third set, fourth set. We came had momentum. We played very clean. Got up in the fifth set, and we ran a play that was just a miscommunication. I think could have been a big momentum boost, and it turned to be a big momentum killer. Allowed them to tie the score. They got an ace, and then they just got momentum in that fifth set. And, you know, that momentum is so huge in that fifth set. So it's definitely doable, especially with our home crowd and a homecoming crowd, hopefully, that we can get this done. We tried a new lineup that night, and that's the lineup we've been out playing with since then. So we're definitely more comfortable in our coverage and just our plays and things like that. So hopefully we'll be more efficient. And we had a good weekend on Saturday. We played very well, played a lot cleaner, better job on the service eve and running our plays and moving things around.
Here the match tonight, beginning with a pre-match around 6:45 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I'm Phil Nee.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service, premium, or both? These are two good reasons to call Schwarz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwarz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer your questions and help you deal with any issue that may arise. Schwarz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind. Insurance protection.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
A wild doubleheader saw the New York Mets split two games with the Atlanta Braves, setting up a three-game series against the Milwaukee Brewers that started today. The Mets and Brewers just faced off for the final three games of the regular season. The Brewers won the first two games, and they also swept the Mets at the beginning of the year, holding a 5-1 record against New York this year. Game one of the best-of-three series is currently underway, and right now, first of all, the Brewers did score two runs in the bottom of the first inning, but then in the top of the second, the Mets countered with three runs. And so right now it's in the bottom of the third inning. There's nobody out, and the Brewers are at bat, and there's a runner on first base, and the Mets are leading that game by a score of 3-2. And you can hear the broadcast of that game right now on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Green Bay Packers coach Matt LaFleur says he doesn't believe cornerback Jaire Alexander, who missed Sunday's loss to the Minnesota Vikings with a combination of quad and groin injuries, will be out of the lineup long term. In fact, the Packers aren't ruling out the possibility of him playing this week against the Los Angeles Rams. The Packers won't practice again until Wednesday, when the first injury report of Week 5 arrives. A true update on Alexander's status for Sunday might not arrive until the final injury report on Friday. The Wisconsin Badgers will travel to New Jersey October 12th for an 11 a.m. kickoff against Rutgers. Wisconsin's Week 7 matchup against Rutgers will be a crucial one, as the Scarlet Knights have started the year 4-0 with wins over Washington and Virginia Tech thus far. The Badgers are coming off a 38-21 loss to the USC Trojans on the road, moving them to 2-2 on the year and 0-1 in conference play. Wisconsin is back at home Saturday to take on Purdue. Bucks fans got welcome news during the team's media day yesterday that Chris Middleton will take part in October's training camp. Bucks general manager John Horst says Middleton is doing really well and his ankle surgeries were a normal off-season cleanup procedure. While taking part in the training camp is good news, NBA insider Chris Haynes reports last week that Middleton still hasn't been cleared for 5-on-5 drills, meaning that he won't see any preseason action until he reaches that stage. And Buffalo Bills edge rusher Von Miller was suspended four games by the NFL today for violating this league's personal conduct policy. The NFL did not reveal the reason for the suspension, which comes as Buffalo prepares to play at the Houston Texans on Sunday. Miller is the NFL's active leader in sacks. He's eligible to rejoin the Bills ahead of their home game against Miami on November 3rd. Miller was accused last November of assaulting his pregnant girlfriend at their home outside Dallas during the Bills' bye week. No charges have been filed, and Miller said in July he considered the case closed. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil & LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Tuesday, cattle were mixed, hogs, corn, and soybeans finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on Stein to provide you the best products, get you higher yields, and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans ended the session modestly higher. Near-term harvest conditions generally look favorable, but parts of the southeast are going to see ongoing delays as they assess crop damage and watch waters recede after Helene. The widespread U.S. port strike is going to have at least some impact on shipping. November beans were up a quarter at 10.57 and a quarter. January was a quarter higher at 10.75 and a half. December bean meal was up $5.90 at 3.47.50. December soybean oil was down 40 points at 42.91. Corn was modestly higher, monitoring U.S. harvest activity and those domestic port strikes. Unknown destinations did buy 195,000 tons of new crop U.S. corn ahead of the open. December was 4 1/4 higher at 4.29, and March corn is up 5 1/4 at 4.46 and a half. And wheat was higher, keeping an eye on the very dry conditions in parts of the U.S. Plains and the Black Sea region. For now, though, winter wheat planting and emergence here in the States are just ahead of average. December Chicago was up 15 at 5.99. December Kansas City was 14 1/2 higher at 5.98 and a quarter. December Minneapolis wheat was up 13 at 6.34 and 3/4. Live cattle were higher and feeders were lower ahead of this week's direct cash cattle business. Brent Barnett has more on that in just a moment. December live was up 37 at 185.17, and February was 32 higher at 186.17. With that higher move in corn, November feeders were down 22 at 244.67. January feeders were 32 lower at 238.45. And hogs were up, supported by the cash and wholesale business during the session. December lean was $1.32 higher at $74.60, and February was up $1.20 at $78.57. Brent Barnett has your full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
AgriAmerica's mobile app has been updated to enhance your listening experience. Our mobile app now allows you to follow your favorite podcast, quickly access our streaming channel, receive push notifications for your favorite on-air reports, and more. Download the AgriAmerica app today on your Android or Apple device. Just search AgriAmerica in your respective mobile device.
Emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
It was a quiet day Tuesday in cash cattle country, with bids and asking prices not established for the week. Significant trade volume is likely to be delayed until Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef closed higher, with choice up $2.09 at $300.17 and select up 77 at $285.30. The choice select spread was $14.87. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and even on the year. Cash hogs closed steady to higher. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.11, with a base range of $71 to $79, and a weighted average price of $77.79. The weighted average price was $77.92 for the Iowa Minnesota. Pork values closed higher, up 69 cents at $96.53, and estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-4 34-4413 today.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Increase phosphorus fertilizer efficiency by up to 50% with Rhizosorb from Phospholutions. Visit phospholutions.com to learn more. The U.S. Trade Representative's office has been monitoring the ongoing port strike situation along the East and Gulf Coast. Chief Ag Negotiator Doug McCaleb.
The administration is encouraging all parties to come to the bargaining table to negotiate in good faith.
More news is next.
Brownfield Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers, from what's happening in the field.
Our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water.
To ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck, because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy four cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
Aaron Bohrer with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says U.S. beef and pork exports are affected as port strikes happen along the East and Gulf Coast.
These ports accommodated about $2.8 billion worth of our U.S. red meat exports in the first 7 months of the year. That's about $400 million per month and just over $100 million per week.
Purdue University ag economist Jim Mintert says farmer sentiment has reached its lowest level since 2016. Mintert tells Brownfield the decline can be attributed to increased concerns about lower crop and livestock prices.
Put that in perspective, about one-third, 34% of the people in the survey chose high input cost as their top concern. But this month, that was virtually matched by the percentage of people who chose low crop and livestock prices as their biggest concern.
The USDA says 168 million bushels of soybeans were crushed during August, falling 25 million from July. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Economists at the University of Illinois are looking ahead to the 2025 growing season, and there's some good news when it comes to farm operating costs, but not enough to make 2025 profitable unless some things change. Gary Schnitke goes into the details next on today's Managing for Profit.
Brownfield Market Updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy four cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
University of Illinois' Gary Schnitke has been evaluating commodity prices and farm inputs. He tells Brownfield 2025 will likely be another tough year.
We are projecting low returns for 2024 and a continuation of low returns into 2025. And that's primarily because we continue to have high costs and also lower prices than in 2021 and 2022. When we're looking at corn for central Illinois, a high productivity land, we are projecting cost, non-line cost of $772 for 2024, and we're projecting those to come down to $747 in 2025. What's leading that decline is fertilizer cost, and all the other costs are pretty much staying where they're at, or we're projecting that they stay where they're at. And that would include seed, pesticide, staying where they're at. Machinery-related costs also are staying where they're at. So when we're looking at break-even price to cover all costs, and that would include a cash rent of $339 per acre, we're projecting a break-even price for corn of $460, and a price of for soybeans of $11.05. If you're looking at prices right now for fall delivery in 2025, they're lower than that. So again, we're looking at projecting losses for 2025. Going back to 2023, the break-even was $5.30. It's low for 2024 because we're projecting good yields for 2024. But even given our price declines, that $4.60 for 2025 is a pretty high break-even price to cover those costs. When you look across regions, the same sort of trends hold across regions. We look back and looked at sort of 2025 and looked at what cash rents did in that year, the last time we set a pretty large decline in price. And we are projecting lower cash rents for 2025, and they got to be much lower than actually we're projecting to have profitability. But overall, we're projecting a $20 decline.
That's Gary Schnittke, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitou on Timsac Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. The bigger sale today and more buyers are coming in. We need round bales to sell. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Coin online only auction ending October 16th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Cars, tools, beer mirrors, salt and pepper shakers, and much more online only auction ending October 23rd at 6 p.m. Soft close again. Looking for more info, go to www.timsacauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hesitou. Have a great day.
Sometimes it feels just like you're so far away. We don't take the time to say the things we used to say. And I can't remember the last time together and lost in each other's eyes. And it just ain't right. Come on, baby, let's leave the night. I just wanna run, I just wanna run away with you. Live wide open, set them on fire. Crazy like we used to do. It don't matter where we're going. Up on a mountain, down by the beach side. Till we find the love that we fell into. Hey, I just wanna run, I just wanna run away with you. I just wanna run away with you.
I miss your midnight kiss, loving you all night long. Life's like a riptide and we're barely hanging on. Caught up in the worry and always in a hurry, losing what we're all about. Let's slow it down. Take our love and get out of this town. I just wanna run, I just wanna run away with you. Live wide open, set them all. But the
That was Big and Rich on Country and Community with Runaway With You. Yeah, maybe I'll run away with you. You never know. It depends on the situation. But great song there by Big and Rich on this Tuesday, October 1st, the first day of October. And we are feeling the fall temperatures today. We only got up to about 67. And according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge, our current temperature is at 59 degrees. It's been kind of a breezy day. They've kind of died down a bit. Right now, we're on around 4 to 6. Earlier, I saw gusts up to about 10, 12 miles per hour. But they've kind of died down a little. But tomorrow's going to be a breezy one, too, a windy one. 12 to 25 miles per hour tomorrow. But it's supposed to get up to 73. So it's going to be a tad bit warmer in the area and in Richland Center, and hope everything's going great. Homecoming week got kicked off this week, so we are going to have our first homecoming broadcast that for Richland Center, and that's volleyball action, Platteville at Richland Center, and the pre-match will be at 6:45, somewhere around there, depending on how soon the JV team gets goes till. And Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. And, of course, I'll be bringing you some great music up until match time. And just wanted to let you know, in case you were going to go do some line dancing at the American Legion tonight at 6 is canceled due to a scheduling issue. The next line dancing event will be on October 15th at the Richland Center American Legion. And if you're hungry and with this cool day, we got the perfect food for you to go and take part in. St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Rural Lavelle, is holding its 39th annual chili supper. That's going on until 7 o'clock this evening. The free will offering meal is hosted by the Ladies' Aid of St. Paul and Zion Lutheran Churches.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballway. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
100.9 WRCO.
Strange and lonely place, seen through these eyes. I've fallen so many times on my face, it's hard to disguise. I don't recognize the bitter man become, dwelling on the past instead of moving on. So I turn up the radio. Hell knows where I'm gonna go. If I head toward the rodeo, I'm okay. I tune out my reckless heart. Pretend that it's not torn apart. And everybody knows that I'm insane, running like wild horses toward the pain. Nobody but the cowboy to blame. And I know I'm messed up, too far gone to save. Tried to make me better, Lord. I got 1 foot in the grave. Only a demon to an angel like I done. She flew away. I'm still out here on the run. So I turn up the radio. I'm running like wild horses toward the pain. Nobody but the cowboy to blame. I tune out my reckless heart. Pretend that it's not torn apart. And everybody knows I'm insane. I'm running like wild horses toward the pain. My body can take a beating, but I don't want to hear her name. There's nobody but the cowboy to blame.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind.